show.
Showtime, boys. This is what it's all about.
This is going to be the best show ever.
And now, it's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Okay, ladies, showtime.
Roger, JP, 105 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to the Lunch Crew. Good to have you here on your lunch hour. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Well, with the Olympics going on, and there are all sorts of headlines, all sorts of stories. You know, Coco Gauff has done some sort of argument with an umpire, and, you know, there's, you know, problems with the water, which we've talked about. And
didn't her whole team leave her in the, like, the Coco Gauff chick, didn't her whole team, like, leave her in the village?
Well, they put it that way, but because, yeah.
Because they went to a hotel because it was like 10 girls and two bathrooms and not happening.
Right. And
no
all these tennis players.
And all that crap.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely used to better conditions than that.
Right.
But nonetheless, she had an argument with the umpire. She had a loss, and so she's out. I like her a lot. She's really, really awesome tennis player. But yeah, she's like a cool kid. But nonetheless, she's out. So there's a lot of Olympic headlines, and there's the French diver with his swimsuit, and he got a side shot of him and his bulge is happening, and so he's gone viral. But
did you see it, Monica?
No, but I'm looking right now.
French diver swimsuit. I don't know
done
if you need anything
done.
Else besides that.
Nope.
He's sideways looking up at the scoreboard, looking up for, you know, his rating, whatever. And he got a little something going on there, but, you know,
a little something or a big something,
a package going on there.
Okay. Yeah.
So so there's all different types of
oh yeah summer ween.
So the best thing I've seen so far, though, and in this case heard, is from badminton. China against the U.S. doubles, and they're playing
badminton.
And the reason it's so good is
it better than the women's rugby from yesterday?
Well, that was an excellent highlight. This is a different type of highlight. This is one point back and forth between the two teams, but the play-by-play is done by Snoop Dogg. And it is just top shelf good. Here is Snoop Dogg describing what's going on between China and the U.S. as the shuttlecock goes back and forth over the net. Here he is.
Oh, I love this badminton right here. This is a great rally right here between China and the U.S. right here. As you see it, don't stop till the casket drop. They rocking and rolling back and forth. Give me that. No, I need that. Nope, over here. Nope, over there. What about over there? Nope, what about there? Nope, give me that. I need that. That too. Nope, sit down somewhere. Get out. Get, wait a minute. Hold it. Way up in the sky. Now down. Back up. Over there. Now over here. Get out the way. Move. I told you we need that.
That was a good point.
Oh, I love it.
Way up in the sky.
Did he say don't? Did he say don't stop till the casket drop?
That's what he said.
Can you imagine what it's like being some kid whose dream it is to be a play-by-play announcer, went to college, you're out there earning your, like, making your bones,
doing high school
cornhole, and you're doing badminton and all this other stuff.
High school games,
and badminton
absolutely
comes along, and you're like trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to make badminton interesting? And then you get a shot, you get the call, you're going to go do the Olympics. It's badminton, so you're not going to have a whole lot of people watching, but you get your shot. Like, you went to school, you get to call your parents. It's all paying off. My education, that student loans, I'm going to be calling play-by-play. And all of a sudden, with zero effort whatsoever, Snoop Dogg comes in, does something like that. Everybody's loving it, playing, and he's like, I'm a failure. I'm a loser. I can't do it. Like, this kid or this girl, they're working their asses off to try and make their dream happen, and Snoop just, like, flicks him out of the way. I'm like, I'll take that job. Thank you very much.
I'm finally excited to fulfill my dream being a sports broadcaster.
Right.
I've worked hard for this.
No, you're not.
Funky dog hit, bitch.
Excuse me?
Yep.
What's that now?
And the kid thought he was going to be real edgy. He would, like, emphasize the second syllable in shuttlecock. He would be really, really edgy. And then Snoop Dogg just makes it a whole different game. And I think that's what a lot of these alternate broadcasts do. They make it a different game.
Let me ask you something. Was that play-by-play or was that...
It was him,
like,
watching
a show, like, in a studio where they're doing it, and then he's
Yeah.
So it's not live during the
correct.
Action. Okay.
He's watching an awesome
okay.
point between them.
Got it, so he does the
play-by-play on it. I'm sure he thought about it for a second. But I'm sure off the cuff, he's pretty good, too.
I just think, I get the feeling they probably just put that in front of him. He's like, over here, over there. I told you, get out of the way.
High in the sky.
Right. High, ooh, down low.
No, down low.
Here, there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, it works along with TV. On radio, I mean, even just hearing it, right? You still kind of knew what was going on. So Snoop Dogg is, that's one of the best highlights. I don't know if there's, let's see if somebody can top that. He'll top it himself, maybe. Flavor Flav's picture with the women's water polo team is a pictorial highlight.
Yeah.
He's in the pool, wearing the water polo hat with the strings tied under his chin.
That's amazing.
Hilarious.
Has he got a clock on? Does he have a clock around
his
neck?
I didn't see a clock
because
he's holding
the
water polo ball.
Tell me he's in the pool with the thing and he's got a clock.
He's shirtless, though.
If it is, it's in the water. He's there and apparently, yeah, he funded him because he found out they had like second and third jobs and stuff. And he was like, screw that. I'm taking charge here. And he did.
Right.
A lot of people talk and don't do it. Good for him.
Right. And, that's the same with like Jason Kelce, they were saying, became a super fan of the women's rugby, but it did say that he was not funding the team. So that's different from Flavor Flav.
This says here, again, take it with a grain of salt, Flavor Flav net worth, $2 million. If he's got a net worth of $2 million, how much could he have given to this?
Yeah, you wonder.
Yeah, that doesn't mean like he can walk into the bank and be like, listen, I need $500,000. What do you, I need to sponsor the women's. It just, something's.
That could be way off. I mean, how did I feel like he's just made?
Dude, he was a crackhead. He was a major crackhead with a whole bunch of stints in and out of prison.
He's got seven kids.
There's plenty of ways he could be broke.
You're right.
He turned things around. Everybody loves a comeback story, right?
I understand that, but it's not like there's been all sorts of new albums from the hell's it called?
Public Enemy.
You know, it's not like
couple, but not the success that it was in the late 80s and early 90s.
Right. And was he even a part of both of them? Because they had severed ties for a while. I remember that.
They did, but until I feel like he came back in recent times, I think.
He came back at the Hall of Fame? Maybe. Makes sense.
As little as they make streaming, maybe some streaming money came in a little bit. Maybe he got a little bit.
Well, he also had, the whole VH1 run.
Yeah.
With, Flavor of Love.
Right.
And the 18 seasons of that and the Surreal Life and all that stuff.
Well, yeah. Then you go over here. Hold on. So this, you got the first one. It says celebrity net worth, right? And it says Flavor Flav is an American rapper and reality TV star who has a net worth of $2 million. Scroll down. Bunch of other places. Prep Sports. Flavor Flav's net worth is around $225 million as of 2024. No way. And then you got another one, $2 million. So which one is it? How are we off by $223 million?
Which could it be?
Well, he's not poor, and he's funding this. He's sponsoring the women's polo, so water polo, whatever.
Right.
So
I thought he was but they never said, when that whole marriage was first being talked about, he was going as the mascot.
Yeah,
he was going to be the mascot
right.
for the women's water polo team. Oh, by the way, did I tell you my thought, the thing with my wife and the water polo? Did I tell you?
No. Does your wife play water polo?
Did I tell you the dragonfly story? I did. I told you the dragonfly story.
You mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah. The water polo one, this is an Olympic highlight right here, so hold on.
You mean
should tell her. I mean, Monica, be prepared. This is a very good highlight.
You mean the dragonfly where she wanted to leave the water out. Yes, I forgot about that, but
okay,
yes.
Okay, so that was the whole thing. My wife last week had said she wanted to create a pool, like a fountain where the dragonflies could rest and get a sip of water.
Yeah.
We all had a couple of laughs, except for Monica. She thought it was real.
I liked it.
Where's yesterday? Hold on. I got to find my email from yesterday because this was a gem. This one makes you wonder, should you stay married? Nope, not that one. Give me one moment. In the house with my wife, Olympics on in the background. Water polo, to be exact, women's water polo. Quote, I thought water polo had to do with horses or something.
Oh, no. She's so pretty.
She is good looking.
And then I turned around and said, excuse me?
Oh, my toes are
And
curled.
Immediately grabbed my phone to the notes part of the thing because I didn't want to forget it. And she goes, no, don't, come on, don't do that.
Don't mock her.
She's like, that's regular polo, right? I'm like, I just wanted to make sure the exact quote is, I thought water polo had to do with horses or something. Oh. That's what you said? And she's like, you're a dick. And she walks away.
She had a moment. She was right about the polo part. Like, polo, regular polo.
Listen, I understand.
She's so pretty.
I gotcha. I get it. But in the moment, when you're sitting there doing work and you're looking for stuff to talk about and she gives you a gem like that, I couldn't just leave it on the table.
That's awesome.
That's not something that's going to hit the cutting room floor. That's,
is she a teacher?
Yes.
Yeah. What does she teach?
Special ed. Okay. I think it's rubbing off.
Okay. Stop. Stop.
Too soon?
Yes. Sorry.
I thought it was good.
And you know what that means, Mr.
Probably too soon, yeah.
Yeah.
The barometer? Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. High school special ed. Earth
science. Well, she had it took her a second. If she would have thought that and didn't say it out loud, she wouldn't have said. She can come to what she said on her own. Like, she knows.
I know.
Poor girl.
There could be an amazing sport where guys are on horseback in a river. You know how horses swim, and the cowboys used to ride them across the river, and you'd see them, and the horses did a great job. I mean, you could have a sport like that, but that's clearly not what the sport is.
Right.
Where are the horses? Are they all under the water in the pool, lady?
Right.
I'm like, don't you think they'd get in trouble for drowning the horses?
They're wearing scuba equipment.
She's like, oh, this isn't that tough. I go, their feet can't touch the floor.
Oh, she thought they were running in it.
Yeah. She thought they were able to just jump up, and, you know, jump up and catch the ball, and the goalies were able to jump a load of us. I'm like, no, their feet can't touch.
The worst part about all of this, because I mean, everybody makes a mistake and says whatever sometimes, but
right. She's
married to a man who will not let her forget it. Whenever it needs to come out again, she'll be mocked again for that one
mistake.
We're
both that way, though, just so you know.
I hope so.
We always keep the...
So she holds your feet to the fire when she needs to.
100%. We always keep the goofs. I do it more often because
that's who you are.
And I'm maybe given the opportunity a little bit more often.
And I feel like more fiercely and cutting, but I'm sure she's pretty good at it.
No. It's all done joking. I don't ever ever use it like...
Yeah, but you know.
You know, like if she's like working with my son... like on homework or something like that, and he's struggling with something, I would never be like, yo, it's no like horses playing water polo or anything.
Yeah, but that would be funny.
Oh, man, come on.
Joe, is she being mean to you? Listen to what she said.
And now the kids are going to know, oh, God, just one mistake in time.
No.
Oh, it was just the two of you? They weren't around?
I've had my hands full with my father. I haven't had a chance.
You haven't had a chance to
exploit this yet.
Exploit it. As long as you have it in your back pocket, that's really all
that's
that matters.
That's right.
Ready for use.
Oh, that's my toes curl. Like, oh, you know she just regretted it.
As the words were coming out, right? She's like,
yeah.
Why did I say that?
Oh.
As soon as I picked up my phone, I said, what was that again? She was like, yeah.
Oh, you're so pretty. That's the only thing you should say back. You're so pretty. And then that's it. And then she feels weird anyway. And then it's just done. And you just forget it ever happened. That's not going to happen.
I'll keep that right here. Right in the old front pocket.
Mm.
All right, you ready for Dead Dude?
Sure. Why not?
All right. I got a guy... He is an African-American fella, you know, from music and probably more acting than you thought.
Oh, music. And
music and probably more acting than you thought.
All right. When he acted, was he in the movies?
Yeah, he did a bunch of movies, yeah.
Okay.
Monifa?
Okay, was his music pop music?
I would say that. Brett.
You said acting and music?
Yeah, music first.
Does he have a memorable role in whatever he acted in?
Yeah, but I would focus on the music. Like, he's done a lot more acting than I ever thought he had, but
still focus on the...
Yeah.
That's the way to get this guy.
Stick with the music, yeah.
Okay.
All right. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. Again, you got African-American dude, music first, more acting than you would expect second. You know, he's had some pretty good, you know, movies and some pretty good roles, but like he's not a, like a leading man or any of that kind of stuff. All right, Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone. Real Raw Radio, Dead Guy, The Envelope is underway. Your call's next. We'll be right back.
It's Roger and JP.